Everybody knows that walking on water is humanly impossible. But the Bible says not only did Jesus do so, but Peter took a few steps as well. Either there is something about water and physics everybody doesn't know, or the Bible is false. The sermon, The Destructiveness of Doubt, takes a closer look at the dynamic between faith and doubt. Our own knowledge and experiences can lead us to doubt whether what the Bible says is true. Soon after Peter took a few steps onto the sea, he began to sink, cried out for help, and Jesus pulled him up before they both stepped into the ship. Evidently, there is something about faith that had nothing to do with physics and knowledge that allowed Peter to step onto the surface of the sea. But faith is eroded, corrupted, and destroyed by doubt. It was Peter's doubt that weakened his faith and allowed him to sink and go down. Doubt will weaken anyone's faith, which in turn will jeopardize their salvation. Doubt leads to unbelief, and unbelief opens the door to sinful behavior and anemic and tired worship. The amount of confidence we have in the outcome of faith directly affects what we tell others about salvation, how we treat and engage other people, how closely we live in obedience to God, and how much we are willing to do and sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake. When we lack enthusiasm to serve and help others come to Christ, or when we only give what we think we can spare or get by without, or when we find ourselves constantly being disobedient to the word of God, or when coming to church is about as anticipated as going to the dentist, and we view it as a necessity or chore, rather than an opportunity for service, worship, praise, and enlightenment, then doubt is destroying our faith and any hope of salvation. Faith is the key to receiving and living in the transforming power of the gospel and the Holy Spirit. But doubt neutralizes faith and takes away all of its power to bring about the born-again change God seeks in his children. Did Jesus and Peter, in fact, walk on water? Did Jesus suffer and die and rise from the grave? Is Jesus, in fact, coming again to judge the world? Does God indeed have an eternal home and inheritance for all who believe? And is the forsaking of the pursuit of this world's and life's riches and pleasures worth all the promises of God? If our answer to these questions is yes, then our faith will transform us into the people God created us to be. However, doubt will destroy the transforming power and process of faith and leave us in the same condition and state of all the other unbelievers, and we will suffer their fate. Be sure to catch our Sunday school preview that will be appearing later on this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.